Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anita. How can I assist you today?
Hey, Danita. Can I speak to a supervisor?
Yes, sir, in regards of, if you don't mind me asking.
Well, yeah, I had placed an order about 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. And at checkout, after everything processed, there was a message that said 14-day trial. I'm like, what is this 14-day trial? What do you mean? They're supposed to ship me out free bottles, and all I'm doing is paying for shipping. So I call in, spoke to a representative, said I wanted clarification. They said, yeah, you're going to be charged the full price of both bottles that were shipped out after 14 days. And I said, well, they said that the bottles were free. I want to go ahead and cancel my order. No problem. Went ahead and canceled my order. And I said, well, how long is it going to take to reverse the charges you just charged my card? And they said, oh, well, the post office is going to keep those charges. I said, but it hasn't even shipped out yet. What do you mean the post office? And she hung up on me. So if nothing's shipped out, I shouldn't be charged anything. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I was just listening and gathering some information. If you can, can I have your zip code, please?
Which zip code? The billing zip code or the shipping zip code?
Possibly the shipping.
The shipping's 19044. I mean, 19040.
And what's your first and last name?
It's Michael Dubzak, D-U-B-Z-A-K.
D-U-B-Z-A-K?
Correct.
Okay, let's see. Oh, wow. So did you cancel your order?
That's what she told me. It was canceled.
What's your last other credit card that was used?
8829, I believe. Yep, 8829. Yeah, after checking out, it said 14-day trial. I'm like, what is this for? What do you mean 14-day trial? It says 30-day free supply of supplement. So, you know, I called and I was told, no, after 14 days, you're charged the full price for both items. I'm like, what do you mean? It said free. You know, I said, all right, well, that's pretty deceptive. And the representative agreed with me that, yeah, it is deceptive. Came out of her mouth agreeing with me. And I said, I want to cancel both items. And she goes, great. They haven't even been shipped. And then afterwards, I specifically asked, I said, how long is it going to take to reverse the charges that you guys just charged my card? So, representative said, well, those charges went to the post office. The post office kept it for shipping your items out. I said, well, you just got to tell me the items haven't even shipped yet. So the post office doesn't have anything. The items are still in the warehouse. I got hung up on.
No, sir. It looks like your account must have been canceled.
Okay. Well, what do you mean canceled? So the representative
what did she say?
What did she say? So she's going to cancel she's going to cancel the items, and then I asked how long is it going to take for the charges to be reversed. It's showing pending in my bank, and she said, oh, no, the charges aren't going to be reversed. The money's going to get paid to the post office. I'm like, what do you mean the money's going to get paid to the post office? I said, they don't even have the items. The items are in your warehouse. You just got done telling me that the order hasn't even been fully processed yet. And I don't know. She couldn't answer my question and hung up on me.
or we got disconnected. Either or, but I just need to make sure any charges that are pending on my card are going to be reversed. After she hung up, I called my bank, and my bank said, get back on the phone with you guys and ask to speak to a supervisor, get clarification, so they don't have to go in and open an active dispute.
So it looks like, I'm not sure, okay, how we work, if you were to call in and void out a charge within the next 24 hours of it being placed, we usually can transfer that void right then and there. So that means
Correct.
It usually takes about 3 to 5 business days in order for the funds to reappear back on your card. On your card.
Right.
Now, within those 3 to 5 business days, they do not include weekends. Now, I'm not sure what they're saying about mailing in it or sending it to the post office. I'm not aware of that. But what I can inform you is that, they might have had canceled or deleted your account because your name, nothing's coming up for your name or the last 4 of that credit card and that zip code.
Gotcha.
So it doesn't show that you have an account.
Maybe she got scared after she told me that and hung up on me. She went and deleted everything. I don't know, but I gave you the order number. Hold on, let me go to my email. Hold on.
Oh, excuse me.
I have no idea, but 2 emails from support. Order confirmation number 13753 and order confirmation number 13749.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have 2 order numbers.
I'm not sure. No, sir. It shows that you still don't have an account with us. So I'm not sure that you were even charged. If for some reason you are charged by this company, what you would do, just call back and have them refund you. Or if you want, I can send you over to a supervisor who can try to solve this issue right away today. But
yeah.
From what
can
I see, you're not charged.
Can I get a supervisor that can?
Yes, sir. No problem.
All right. Thank you.
Just a moment. I just have to notate your account and let them know why you're calling.
No problem.
So, Mr. Dubzak, I do appreciate you for allowing me to help you today. Again, my name was Anita here at Customer Support, and at this time, I will be transferring your call. It should not hang up because I'm not going to hang up on you, but if for some reason it does, just give us a call right back.
All right, Anita.
But it shouldn't hang up. I'm not going to hang up on you, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome.